Morning. This is Kathleen reading from 1 Samuel chapter 23 to the end of the chapter. David saves Keilah. When David was told, "Look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah and are looting the threshing floors," he inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go and attack these Philistines?" The Lord answered him, "Go, attack the Philistines and save Keilah." But David's men said to him, "Here in Judah we are afraid. How much more then if we go to Keilah against the Philistine forces?" Once again David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered him, "Go down to Keilah, for I am going to give the Philistines into your hand." So David and his men went to Keilah, fought the Philistines, and carried off their livestock. He inflicted heavy losses on the Philistines and saved the people of Keilah. Now Abithar, son of Abimelech, had brought the ephod down with him when he fled to David. Saul was told that David had gone to Keilah, and he said, "God has handed him over to me, for David has imprisoned himself by entering a town with gates and bars." And Saul called up all his forces for battle to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. When David learned that Saul was plotting against him, he said to Abithar the priest, "Bring the ephod." David said, "O Lord God of Israel, your servant has heard definitely that Saul plans to come to Keilah and destroy the town on account of me. Will the citizens of Keilah surrender me to him? Will Saul come down, as your servant has heard? O Lord God of Israel, tell your servant." And the Lord said, "He will." Again David asked, "Will the citizens of Keilah surrender me and my men to Saul?" And the Lord said, "They will." So David and his men, about 600 in number, left Keilah and kept moving from place to place. When Saul was told that David had escaped from Keilah, he did not go there. David stayed in the desert strongholds and in the hills of the desert of Ziph. Day by day, Saul searched for him, but God did not give David into his hands. While David was at Horesh in the desert of Ziph, he learned that Saul had come out to take his life. And Saul's son Jonathan went to David at Horesh and helped him to find strength in God. "Don't be afraid," he said. "My father Saul will not lay a hand on you. You shall be king over Israel, and I will be second to you. Even my father Saul knows this." The two of them made a covenant before the Lord. Then Jonathan went home, but David remained at Horesh. The Ziphites came up to Saul at Gibed and said, "Is not David hiding among us in the strongholds at Horesh on the hills of Hakilah, south of Jeshimon? Now, O king, come down when it pleases you to do so, and we will be responsible for handing him over to the king." Saul replied, "The Lord bless you for your concern for me. Go and make further preparation. Find out where David usually goes and who has seen him there. They tell me he's very crafty. Find out about all the hiding places he uses and come back to me with definite information. Then I will go with you if he's in the area. I will track him down among all the clans of Judah." So they set out and went to Ziph ahead of Saul. Now David and his men were in the desert of Maon, in the Arabah south of Jeshimon. Saul and his men began to search, and when David was told about it, he went down to the rock and stayed in the desert of Maon. When Saul heard this, he went into the desert of Maon in pursuit of Saul. Saul was going along one side of the mountain, and David and his men were on the other side, hurrying to get away from Saul. As Saul and his forces were closing in on David and his men to capture them, a messenger came to Saul saying, "Come quickly, the Philistines are raiding the land." Then Saul broke off his pursuit of David and went to meet the Philistines. This is why they call this place Selah Hamathcloth. And David went up from there and lived in the strongholds of En-Gedi. It's quite a long chapter, this, but it tells us of the ongoing battle that David's having, not only with the Philistines, but with against Saul, who was in pursuit of him and is now in hiding. There's so much in this, but the thing that spoke to me more than anything was in verse 16, where it says that Jonathan came and strengthened David in God. What a friend he was. It meant a lot to me because I'd recently read from 2 Timothy, where Paul's in prison in Rome, and he mentions in chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, "At my first defence, no one came to my support. Everyone deserted me, but may not be held against them. But the Lord stood by my side and gave me strength." And we can think of times when a friend has strengthened us in our faith. And it's a challenge to us too, that we'll stand with those in need. So I'm going to pray now. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you stand with us in times of trial, that you strengthen us. And we thank you for friends who come alongside to strengthen us in our times of need. We pray that we'll have eyes to see and willing hearts to stand with those brothers and sisters in need. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.